The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
New York City just fired more than 800 teachers and teachers' aides because, can you guess, they refused to get the Rona shot. You may not have known that. Joe Biden should know that. He is the president. And then he declared that the pandemic is over.
The city's already destroyed. It's going to be in shambles by the time Fetterman's done with it.
What they're arguing here is that this is an illegal transport of migrants. If that was the case, then Joe Biden would be the biggest coyote ever.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I am in a state of shock that Democrats took the bait. Are progressives this stupid? Now a Texas sheriff wants to criminally investigate the governor of Florida for sending illegals to Martha's Vineyard? The freak out over 50 illegals sent by plane to Massachusetts continues. And I could not be happier. I can't believe it. Do they think this makes them look good? I mean, I didn't see this coming. Ron DeSantis is now under criminal investigation for sending 50 illegals to Massachusetts. The Miami Herald is reporting on this. A Texas sheriff, the same sheriff, Javier Salazar, whose community saw 53 smuggled illegals perish in the back of a semi-tractor trailer on a 103-degree day in Bexar County, is now going to criminally investigate the Florida governor for sending 50 illegals on an air-conditioned plane to Massachusetts? And they think that makes them look good. There's no way. There's no way. But keep it coming. Maybe they could arrest Governor DeSantis right before the midterm election. They could do like a duo. They could do a perp walk with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis at the same time. Maybe they could share a jail cell. They could be roomies. DeSantis, Trump, and Bubba in cell block B. Oh, no, Mike Lindell could be there. They'll put Mike Lindell in jail with the rest of them. Where do you hear the MyPillow special I got today? On bath towels. Oh boy, is it a good one. This is a huge, huge deal. Every single day, we keep offering some pretty cool specials for you to save a bunch of money on MyPillow products. Hey, we appreciate the business because the big box stores have canceled Mike Lindell because that's what they do. Honest to gosh, this is wild. Javier Salazar is investigating. Can you make the case for me? I know we've got progressives listening. And I do this exercise a lot. I like both sides of an argument. Do me a favor. Give me a call and defend the sheriff in San Antonio, Texas, criminally investigating the governor of Florida for sending 48 illegals to Massachusetts. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's start there on this Tuesday. We're 49 days away. My only fear is that these Democrats are going to stop these boneheaded moves as we get closer and closer to the midterms. I know we all have short memories. I want people to remember what they're doing. NBC just had a poll out saying that illegal immigration is a crucial issue for the American voter. So if it's really important, what do you make of the San Antonio sheriff investigating Ron DeSantis of Florida? Isn't there, how does a Texas sheriff investigate a Florida governor? What in the world are they talking about? How does this happen? And don't you love the way the left has victimized the criminals? We have lost sight of the fact that it is illegal to come across the border in the manner that these people did. They are breaking the law. This is wild. And not so much wild that it's happening. To me, the wildness of it is that they took the bait. Hook, line, and sinker. DeSantis put it out there. The Republicans put it out there. And they fell for it. Here's cut number 11. This is this Texas sheriff, Javier Salazar. He is known as a sort of a progressive activist sheriff. Law enforcement all over the country despises this guy. I don't know why. I don't really get into that. I've gotten a lot of email and text messages from police officers and sheriff's deputies who can't stand this guy because of his activism. And sure enough, true to form, now apparently he wants to criminally investigate the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis.
We are opening up a case with an investigation with regard to the suspected activities involving the 48 migrants from Venezuela that, as we understand it at this point, the facts of the case at this point, are that on Wednesday, September 14th, here in Bexar County in the city of San Antonio, our understanding is that a Venezuelan migrant was paid a what we would call a bird dog fee to recruit approximately 50 migrants from the area around a migrant resource center on San Pedro here in San Antonio. As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses is the information that we have, that they were promised work, they were promised the solution to several of their problems. They were taken to Martha's Vineyard from what we can gather for little more than a photo op, video op, and then they were unceremoniously stranded in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, no. Unceremoniously stranded in Martha's Vineyard. You can't make this up. This is a Saturday Night Live skit. I'm telling you, that's actually the Bexar County Sheriff making a complete fool out of himself for all the world to see. Got to get your take here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Join me, 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. The talk radio gods just keep smiling.
When you need to say it now, text it. You can text Mike anytime at 800-655-MIKE. That's 800-655-6453. It's your direct pipeline to the happy conservative warrior. It's the MyPillow text line, 800-655-MIKE.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code Mike G or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. This portion of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Eric Metaxas is the number one New York Times bestselling author, the Bonhoeffer expert. He's written Is Atheism Dead and about a million other books. He's the host of the Eric Metaxas Show, which is heard nationally on hundreds of radio stations around the country, as well as broadcast on TV on TBN. And he's going to be my traveling companion over a lot of these cities for the big Battleground Talkers Tour coming up in a couple of weeks. Eric, it's great having you on the program. Are you ready for our multi-city extravaganza in October?
Listen, I am so looking forward to it. I wish we could start right away. I know it's going to be fun. But, you know, Mike, you know better than anybody, it's about truth. It's about saving America. And I have to tell you, the passion that comes up in my life, when I think about this nation and those who have died for our liberties,
sure,
and I think about so many people who don't get it, they're keeping silent, they're saying whatever, I don't want to be political, I'm tired of the battle. And I think to myself, okay, if you call yourself some kind of Christian, because I've never written a book in my life aimed at just the church,
right?
My books are for everybody. But I say, if you call yourself any kind of a Christian and you are being silent right now in the face of evil, in the face of the things that are happening in every direction, most Americans see the craziness. If you're being silent, God will hold you to account, because the German church was silent in the 30s. They had all kinds of reasons for being silent. They thought they had good biblical reasons. We're just going to preach the gospel. We don't want to get involved in politics. And that country went to hell. We've never seen anything like it. The 20th century was a nightmare, and I say it's because of the silence of the church, and that is why I wrote this book, because the American church is today mostly being silent as the grave. God will not hold us guiltless for the silence. People need to understand, if you call yourself some kind of Christian, you have a duty to speak the truth, and if somebody wants to say, oh, you're being political, you need to ignore it. You need to speak the truth, because lives depend on it. Sure. The nation depends on it. The whole world depends on it.
It's literally life and death. Eric's book, Letter to the American Church, is out today, and I can't wait to get my hands on it, because this is an issue that I have struggled with for years. Eric, maybe you can help me with some clarity here. Why are progressives afraid to call evil evil? When you sit around and when you defend infanticide, or you justify late-term abortion, for example, and I know abortion is a contentious issue and people argue about viability, there can be no debate about a late-term abortion. There's no debate about infanticide. Just this week, Stacey Abrams defended abortion up to the point of birth. How is that not evil? And Eric, why are so many people afraid to call evil evil?
Well, that's exactly the point, Mike. That is what is so astonishing. First of all, I'll tell you what. In America, we have been so spoiled in America. We've been so blessed in this country that we could actually delude ourselves into thinking that there's no such thing as real evil. Well, if you talk to my mother, who grew up in Nazi Germany, which became communist East Germany, you talk to my dad, who lived through the war, saw the communists trying to take over. There is evil in the world. There is hunger in the world. And my family experienced it. There are tons of people listening right now. They know people who've experienced it. They've experienced it. If you have tasted it, you say, we need to fight
right
against this wickedness. There are children's lives at stake. But in America, there are many people, just like Germans in the 30s, they're lulled into the sense of, you know, I don't need to do anything. I just need to talk nice, just to to preach the gospel, the message of Jesus. And I think to myself, the message of Jesus is speak against evil. Do not be silent when evil is happening. So many people have persuaded themselves, number one, evil is this thing that happens to other people. Right. It will never happen here. It can't happen here.
Right.
We're too wonderful. It doesn't happen. The Germans believed that in the 30s, and they were silent as Hitler rose in power. And there are always going to be voices in the church telling you what you want to hear, telling you, we don't do politics here. What does that mean? If you're in 1840s America, are you not going to speak against slavery? Do you know about slavery? Do you think that's not a gospel issue to speak against the evil of the slave trade and of slavery? And there are always voices are going to say, oh, don't talk about that. That's political. That's divisive. You might push people away. You might push people away from Jesus. I'm here to tell you, first of all, number one, we're supposed to be obedient to God and to call evil, evil. And you can say it nicely. You can say it harshly. But being silent is no option. And the fact of the matter is that we are living in a world where there are tons of Christian leaders saying that that's an option. Just don't go there. Don't let somebody call you. You might be called a Christian nationalist. You might be called a name. And I think to myself, people have given their lives for liberty, and you're afraid to be called a name. People have given their lives for their faith, and you're afraid to be called names. And this is an epidemic in the church today.
Well,
and I just have to tell you, Mike, I don't want to see that happen in America, but it is happening in America.
You address
right
it
now.
You address it in the book, and I know of all the books you've written, this is arguably the most important one you've ever written. Go to ericmetaxas.com to order his book. It's available wherever books are sold. Letter to the American Church by Eric Metaxas. Eric, keep fighting the good fight. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I hope you don't snore on the plane.
God bless you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
God bless you. No snoring allowed. Eric Metaxas here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
If this midterm election is about immigration, it's going to be a red wave. The media, the narrative machine, the propagandists and the Democrat Party, they know that if all of a sudden we have a 30 to 60 day news cycle talking about how, as you just said, Lawrence, 250,000 people in just the El Paso sector alone, in Yuma, it's nearly 2,000 people a day, they're going to lose.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
My final day in New York for a while. I was here on business and just here for a couple of days. What I witnessed yesterday was so wild. I watched a guy over on like 48th Street, 49th Street, go up and down a row of garbage cans in front of a residential block and just empty out all the trash cans in a rage, screaming at the sky. You got to have compassion, but the damage this guy did, somebody's got to clean all that up. People were just watching him warily. New Yorkers are so beaten down. I was at a Target. I was hearing there were two police officers, two NYPD officers in there talking to the manager about the same two guys that come in every day and just rob the place blind. The guy with the hatchet, the axe-wielding maniac at the McDonald's, he's given interviews. He says, I'm not unhinged. The guy who flew into the axe-wielding rampage at a Lower East Side McDonald's, who did not go to jail because of the no cash bail rules that progressives here in New York have instituted. Alvin Bragg, Kim Fox, go down the list of all these lunatic prosecutors and district attorneys who don't want to incarcerate black men who commit crimes like this. That's what it's about, incidentally. It's all about race. They'll tell you it's race because this is criminal justice reform to right the wrongs that have been done against black people in the past. So this 31-year-old Manhattan messenger, wonder what company he works for, Michael Palacios, he said he was just trying to scare the McDonald's customers who punched him during an argument that they all got into. He also shared his philosophy as to why he carries around an axe in his backpack. Now listen to this. And if you haven't seen the video, it's pretty shocking to watch. This guy gets into a beef the way the media has described it. He was harassing a woman in the McDonald's. She rebuffed him. She tried to get away from him. He flew into a rage and was verbally assaulting her. That's the way this has been described. Male patrons tried to come to her rescue, her defense. And they got into a physical altercation with this guy. And they tried to hit the guy. Now, he's a big, hulking guy. And the blows were just deflected and barely glancing off of him. It wasn't like they were knocking him out. They were just kind of punching him to try to get him away from the girl. And they were arguing and they were fighting. He's very calm. He has a backpack. He goes over and puts the backpack down. And he pulls out an axe from his backpack, and he starts smashing up the McDonald's, destroying the McDonald's. Glass shattering everywhere. He's breaking counters. He's swinging the axe at terrified customers, including a young woman. This poor girl, do we have the video of the actual assault, guys, of the McDonald's? Do we not have that on Salem News Channel? Because you need to see this. When you see what this guy did, there's no way you'd see that and say, well, but you shouldn't go to jail for that. You should see him with the hatchet, carrying around an axe. Now, listen to what he told the New York Post. He gives an interview to a reporter. He said to the reporter, think about it. If you only think that the thing you can protect yourself with is a gun, we're all going to go to effing jail. With a hatchet, I have my options. Throw it or just smash an effing table. With a gun, all you do is shoot. He said, I'm not unhinged. I'm not psychotic. I just did what anybody would do when being pummeled. This is a guy who did not go to jail. He was released without bail under New York's bail reform laws. Now, New Yorkers have a choice to end this madness. They probably won't because they're New Yorkers. New Yorkers, a lot of New Yorkers, you talk about unhinged. You'd have to be unhinged to let this continue much longer. And New Yorkers are capable of getting it right. They elected Rudy Giuliani a bunch of times. This state elected George Pataki. New Yorkers are capable, even progressives in New York are capable of saying enough is enough. Lee Zeldin, the Republican, is challenging Kathy Hochul. He held a press conference outside the McDonald's in New York City yesterday.
You could see the fear in the eyes of other people who are here at this McDonald's just a few days ago. This person who was swinging an axe and breaking walls and tables in here and even slapped one customer shouldn't just end up right back out on the street with the judge having no discretion.
Can you imagine taking a hatchet, going to McDonald's where you live, smashing it up, destroying the place, glass shattering, terrifying customers, and policies would be in place where you live where that guy doesn't go to jail. he gets released. I wonder if they let him keep the axe. No kidding. Does he get to keep the hatchet? You know, if he committed a crime with a gun, they'd confiscate that gun in a New York minute. How about the hatchet? Does he get to keep his tomahawk as this violent, vicious lunatic described it? 1-800-655-MIKE. Who's going to pay for all the destruction? Does he pay the bill for destroying the McDonald's? Why do I think the citizens of New York have to pay for it? Why do I think McDonald's? Who do you think pays all the shoplifting crimes that are happening all over cities like Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles? Who do you think pays for that? We do. Why do you think people are stealing? Because they know they won't go to jail. Why aren't they going to jail? Because Democrats don't want to put criminals in jail, particularly if they're people of color. And that's sick. This is a sickness that has descended upon the land. There's no other way to describe it. It's spiritual. Eric Metaxas has a new book out all about the insanity of the left and the spirituality that needs to be adhered to. Churches have got to speak out against this. Americans have got to speak out. You got to speak up. And if New Yorkers have an ounce of sense, they'll reject the Democrats' no bail policies. They'll reject Kathy Hochul. They'll get rid of Eric Adams. They'll vote these people out of office and restore some sanity. Do New Yorkers remember how safe New York was? Do you remember who the mayor was? Rudy Giuliani. Do you remember who the governor was? George Pataki. They were Republicans. Wow. 1-800-655-MIKE. Kathy's in Brooklyn, New York, in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Mike. I just want to say I live in New York, been living here my whole entire life, 66 years. So I know when it's been good and when it's been bad, and I lived through all of this. What I see now happening in the streets is that the evil is loose. There's no restraint on them because they feel like their complexion is their protection, and they do whatever they want. Because once they get in front of the judge and the prosecutor or whatever, they play the victim card. And then you got the little legal aid hugging them and rubbing them. And it's sickening. It's sickening. There's no discipline. There's no restraint. And Kathy Hochul, she don't care. She don't have to live it day by day. She don't have to take the subway. She don't have to walk the streets looking behind us, seeing who's walking around with a freaking pipe, who's walking around with a freaking axe. She don't have to live this way. It's terrible. And you say, yes, back in the days, the people came out and they voted for common sense, Rudolph Giuliani. But Tacky, those people are gone. They moved away.
You know, Kathy, I've got to talk about on a personal level. You have to understand something. As a kid in Ohio, I dreamed of living and working in New York City. To me, it was like going to Oz. Getting to work and live in New York City was like visiting Oz. It was seeing the best in the world, the best restaurants, the best theater, the best professional sports. There was nothing like getting to New York for a broadcaster. Kathy, and it breaks my heart to say this, I can't get out of here fast enough. It's unbelievable to walk the streets of New York and see what New York City has become. And it's not just New York, Kathy. It's big, beautiful American cities all over the country that are run by Democrats. And Kathy, this isn't just an attitude. These are policies. These are official policies. The guy with the axe, a judge couldn't put him in jail if he wanted to because of what these no bail policies mean. With the specific charge of taking an axe and destroying a McDonald's, no jail, no incarceration, Kathy. And that's by design. It's what they've done. That's what they want. They want that guy with the axe to roam the streets. It breaks my heart, Kathy. I mean, you have to understand this. Getting on this plane today to go back to Florida, I'm so happy, and I hate that. I have loved this city. I have had a love affair with this city my whole life, since the time I was a little boy. And my mom and dad brought me here, and I got to ride on the Staten Island Ferry and saw that Statue of Liberty, everything this city represents. I can't get out of here fast enough. You're going to punish me as a resident with city, state, and federal taxes that come close to 50% of my income for a city that doesn't work? Where I can't go down the street in a taxi without having my neck dislocated for the taxi hitting all the potholes in the street that you can't keep up? Or bus stations or train stations or airports that look like third world countries? And for that, you're going to make me pay 48% taxes? What, for the privilege of living here? You got to be kidding me. I'll go to Florida where people expect a guy with an axe to go to jail. I'll go to Florida where if somebody is in a McDonald's with somebody swinging an axe, somebody's going to pull out a gun and they're going to defend themselves against the life-threatening action of a man wielding a lethal weapon. Hey, got a newsflash for you. An axe is a lethal weapon. And you're swinging that at somebody, I guarantee you, in Tampa Bay, somebody blow that guy's brains out. And that would be a tragedy. Because there's something wrong with somebody who's got an axe and is bashing up an entire restaurant. I don't want the guy killed, but that's what happens in real places. When I watched a guy yesterday on 48th Street in Manhattan go up and spill, I watched it with my own eyes, a guy screaming full of rage, and he emptied every single trash can that was carefully and properly all against the buildings. The lids were on tight. This guy emptied out every trash can. He's screaming. He's kicking the cans. This is the middle of the afternoon. And the guy next to me stood there and said, man, I've lived here all my life. This is like the purge, he said, which I thought that was ironic because that's what we talked about yesterday. He goes, this is unreal. It's like Escape from New York. It's like a horror movie. He said, I've never had a gun, but I'm going to need to get a gun to defend myself. And I said to him, well, good luck getting that gun in New York. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? You're right. You're totally right. It is a catastrophe what these Democrats have unleashed upon the country. And every last one of them need to be voted out of office. We're 49 days away, and Americans have the choice and the ability to do it. We can get this country back. We can restore sanity to these blue cities that have been utterly destroyed by progressive policies that have done nothing but unleash hell on earth. And these Democrats, they don't have an explanation. They don't have a defense. They don't have an excuse. They have utterly failed. And we're going to get our country back. That's why all the polls are showing all the Republican momentum. That's why Abbott is breaking out to a nearly 10-point lead over Beto O'Rourke. That's why Kerry Lake is going to win in Arizona. That's why all these Republicans are going to win. Americans have had it. Always have had. They've absolutely had it. Tell me I'm wrong. I dare you. 1-800-655-MIKE. What do you think is going to happen in 49 days? Do you think we're going to get this country back? Are Americans paying attention? How could you not pay attention? You walk down 48th Street in Midtown Manhattan and see some maniac screaming and destroying a city block by spewing garbage cans all over the street. Hard not to notice that. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Incidentally, where's the police officer? And P.S., if there was a police officer, why would he arrest him? The guy's not going to go to jail. Can you imagine being a cop in Chicago? Or San Francisco? Or New York? Wow. 800-655-MIKE.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
My way seem to be one and the same.
Yeah.
This is your source for breaking news.
And what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
New York City just fired more than 800 teachers and teachers' aides because, can you guess, they refused to get the Rona shot. You may not have known that. Joe Biden should know that he is the president. And then he declared that the pandemic is over.
The city's already destroyed. It's going to be in shambles by the time Fetterman's done with it.
What they're arguing here is that this is an illegal transport of migrants. If that was the case, then Joe Biden would be the biggest coyote ever.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
One of my big missions is to make sure you're aware of things that are not being covered in the mainstream media. A lot of polling that shows incredible momentum for the Republicans. An NBC poll just came out showing that Republicans have a huge lead, the largest lead ever in the history of the NBC polling data on key issues when the respondents were asked who would do a better job in handling them. With 49 days to go, 47% of respondents at an NBC poll said they would trust a Republican to handle the economy, compared to, you ready for this, 28% who would trust a Democrat. For the economy, in October of 2021, the Republicans were up by 18 points. At that time, Republicans saw 45%, Democrats saw 27%. Carrie Lake is surging in Arizona. She's the real deal. It was funny the other day where that young lady on Fox News Channel's The Five, Jessica Tarloff, said, you know, if we're not careful, we'll have somebody like Carrie Lake get elected governor in Arizona. Progressives look at common sense Republicans as lunatics. That's what's so wild about the time we're living in. They think we're crazy. We all think we're all crazy. Maybe we are. Maybe we are. Here's Carrie Lake, whose lead now is increasing. She's up 50 to 45% over Katie Hobbs. She had about a 4-point swing just in the last month alone. As Arizonans get more familiar with Carrie Lake, they like her more and more. Here she was at an event yesterday in Arizona.
Believe in keeping our taxes as low as possible. When you keep business taxes low, that means that the business can then take the money they're making and invest it back in the business. When you keep personal taxes low, you can take that money and spend it on the things you need for your family. Right off the bat, we're going to do everything we can to lower the sales tax, lower the food tax, and I really want to get rid of the rental tax.
Now, longtime listeners to this show know that we have promoted and partnered with MyPillow for a long time. Mike Lindell was handed a legal setback in the last 24 hours where a judge ruled that lawsuits can proceed against him, and they're calling it a big setback for Mike Lindell. And this is a guy who just keeps swinging. He keeps fighting. He's indefatigable, as the saying goes. Couple of great articles over at The Spectator. Jeffrey Lord writes about the unbelievable and dangerous fascist attack on the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. The MyPillow founder and CEO, we learned last week how the FBI swooped down on a Hardee's in Minnesota and blocked his car and demanded he turn his cell phone over to them. All because Lindell has expressed doubts about the integrity of the 2020 election. Jeffrey Lord says, he cites a bunch of examples of what Facebook and Twitter did, how Twitter users were Twitter was blocking users from linking to the New York Post's bombshell story about Hunter Biden. I mean, what social media did in the election of 2020 could very accurately be called rigging an election. I'm sorry, you can't censor articles in the New York Post that are unfavorable to the Democrat and then get hysterical if somebody says that's election fraud or that's election rigging. But even if Mike Lindell was wrong. As Jeffrey Lord writes over at The Spectator, Mike Lindell has every right as an American citizen to express his opinion. To borrow from the Wizard of Oz, Toto, we're not in America anymore. What Americans are starting to realize is that Joe Biden is using the FBI and the Department of Justice to criminalize politics and his political opponents. Here is but one headline from the New York Times just this week. Justice Department issues 40 subpoenas in a week, expanding its January 6th inquiry. It also seized the phone of two top Trump advisors. Now, as usual, the mainstream media looks the other way and tries to vilify Republicans or conservatives or Trump supporters. Jeffrey Lord writes, make no mistake, what has now happened to MyPillow's Mike Lindell, a target of outright fascism, is happening over and over again in America. And assuming the predictions of a Republican majority after the fall congressional elections come true, let the investigations begin. And you might want to start with the raid on MyPillow's Mike Lindell. And Jeffrey Lord accentuates that article by saying, with an impeachment of those responsible for this totalitarian nonsense. I'm getting a lot of email about that. What about, why is nobody talking about impeaching Joe Biden for the disastrous mistakes that have been made and the purposeful destruction that we've witnessed? We all are in this together, and we're going to have to fight back in a big way, and we are fighting back every day, legally, efficiently. We're going to vote in record numbers on November the 8th. And at the end of the day, there's an easy way that you can support Mike Lindell. Mike is very, very gracious when it comes to taking care of radio listeners like you. And every single time that Mike gets battered by the beast, by the machine, you step up and you order products. And do I have an offer for you today with all of this news about Mike and the Hardee's raid, the FBI taking his phone, and the judge in Minnesota ruling against him? Maybe you've been thinking about ordering these MyPillow bath towels. These are the most absorbent, amazing bath towels I've ever experienced. Listen to the offer we have for you today. I think this deserves a little fanfare. Three-piece towel set, normally $44.99. I'm talking a bath towel, a hand towel, and a washcloth. It's normally $44.99, just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. So if you want, you know how towels might look good in the store and you get them home, and then when you take a bath or a shower and you dry yourself off, the towels don't really absorb? These are the most amazingly absorbent towels I've ever had. And these are towels that actually work. Well, you could get the three-piece towel set that's normally $44.99 for just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. So I urge you to make this a MyPillow day. There's a way you could have, you know, instead of a boycott, how about a buycott? How about lifting MyPillow and the amazing employees, many of whom I know personally, lift them up during this difficult time? And believe me, they're under siege. The big box stores that have canceled MyPillow left and right, Bed Bath & Beyond and Walmart and all these big stores that have kicked them out because they think Mike Lindell's politics are too controversial. This is a great American company. Mike's an American success story who lost it all. He's a crack addict. And he found God. He accepted Jesus. And he built a company from scratch and turned this into this dynamic way to get a great night's sleep. Pillows as low as $19.98 with promo code MikeG. The My Slippers, the Giza Dream Sheets, these smooth, soft, luxurious bed sheets. The MyPillow Doggy Bed, made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow itself. Your pooch could be sleeping in comfort get the bed for as low as $19.98. And these beds look great, incidentally. They're so classy looking. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG and order the three-piece towel set. I'm telling you, you'll thank me later. The Hudsons first told me about the towels. They couldn't believe how absorbent they are. Just $19.98 for a three-piece towel set with the promo code MikeG. They're regularly $44.99. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, the illegals being flown all throughout the country from the Biden administration. Well, now some Republican governors have followed suit. Newsflash, breaking news. There's apparently a plane load of illegals headed for Joe Biden's state of Delaware. And now we got a party. Watch the histrionics begin. Cue the nervous breakdown from the progressives who can't believe that the Republican governors are doing what they're doing. We'll get your reaction to all of it at 1-800-655-MIKE here in the ReliefFactor.com studios coming up.
The Mike Gallagher Show is on Rumble.com.
You'll find the show highlights, interviews, plus you can watch the entire show live every weekday. Just go to Rumble.com and type The Mike Gallagher Show in the search bar.
I got the strength to carry on.
Have to hit me in the head with a brick.
Look at you giving me credit this morning.
Oh, Lord knows.
Well, it's about time.
All right, we're both going to thank somebody on the Mike Gallagher Inspired Patriot Mobile text line because somebody said there should be an M&M theatrical production. This is someone who's heard us talk very fondly about Come From Away, the magnificent yes. musical in which the people of Gander, Newfoundland welcomed the folks who had been grounded after 9/11. It was an incredible story of gratitude, an incredible story of outreach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the texter suggests that what we need now is from M&M Productions. We need where did I put it?
Now there's an M&M Productions. Well,
there needs to be at M&M Productions. Basically, Come From Away to Martha's Vineyard, 44 hours in a white paradise.
You know, I honest to gosh, if I don't make it into the pearly gates, when the guy with the horns greets me, hell will be me listening to that caller a few minutes ago, and it's on a loop in my mind. Has that guy not called?
Don't pick on my buddy.
What's his name?
Charles.
Charles calls every time at 7:29 just to infuriate me because I'm sitting here ready to go. He makes you late, and then I got to suffer through his ad hominem.
But it's a compliment to the kind of to the content he brings that we have.
He calls
genuinely, genuinely. Well, you know, and listen, isn't that nothing but a compliment? It takes nothing for people who agree with everything to live. When people who disagree listen to us, it's nothing but a compliment, and
If that's a compliment, you can have it. Because, Charles, call Mark from now on. Don't call me anymore because it's frustrating, though. If you analyze, because it's like looking for a John Fetterman supporter. I tried for a week and a half.
It's like Sasquatch.
They're not there. Yeah. And Charles is a good example of somebody who can eloquently attack DeSantis and Abbott's brilliant move. It's brilliant. There's no other word to use. Anybody who doesn't see, even if you're a Democrat, you would have to say, you know what? I got to give it to him. because it really has shown the hypocrisy of the lily white progressives who howl in protest if brown people are in their white community for more than 44 hours. Now, Charles can't defend that, and he can't even try. And when you try to, you know, I was listening to you with blood coming out of my ears, because here you are trying to reason with him and say, what do you mean? What law is broken? You got some radical progressive San Antonio sheriff. Oh, the same guy that let how many illegals die in the back of a truck? And there was no investigation, you know, World War III when illegals are dying thanks to some of the progressive policies that we're suffering from. But now he wants to, let me get this straight. A San Antonio sheriff wants to investigate a Florida governor sending illegals to Massachusetts.
He thinks he's Merrick Garland now, and I'm the local San Antonio sheriff. Nice move, Barney Fife. Let's see how that works out.
I got one bullet, Ange. I got one in my holster. Meanwhile, what's making people like Charles cranky is he's hearing the news about the polls. You saw that Beta flails along and is falling behind in the latest Dallas Morning News poll that shows Abbott, what now, with a nine-point lead?
9-point lead, correct.
Also, an NBC poll came out a couple of days ago, and NBC found that Republicans hold massive leads, the largest in the poll's history on issues like, economy, crime, immigration. Somehow January 6th, and the Martha's Vineyard illegals didn't come up in the minds of people.
Isn't that crazy? And you know something else that does not exist as a huge, flaming, needle-moving election narrative changer? Abortion. Gee, I could have sworn that one thing, that us actually wanting to save babies' lives, that was going to be ruinous for Republican prospects in November. Didn't all the smart kids say that?
And it's all the way at the bottom of the list. Now, I know how we are about polls. If we like the way the poll sounds, we agree with it. If we don't. But honest to goodness, the Martha's Vineyard freakout has been really, really instructive. What an illuminating example of hypocrisy we've seen. And I have to admit, Mark, I'm stunned that they fell for it. I'm stunned that they took the bait.
And they're falling for it every day. Now, they didn't just fall for it on day one, but day 3, 4, 7, 10, 12, because here come more planes. And every time another plane another busload shows up in New York or Kamala Harris's house, every time a fresh plane load with a Florida tail marking shows up, I think the next plane might be going to Delaware. Look for the next plane to go to Delaware. As soon as that happens, they're going to take the bait every single time. It's like a terrier throwing a tennis ball in the backyard.
There's something I learned about meeting people who I admired over the 40 plus years that I've done this for a living. I've gotten to meet some really interesting and unique people, and often I walk away saying, gosh, that person isn't as smart as I'd like to think they are.
Well, you know, who are you talking about?
Well, just people you meet who, I'm not going to name names, but we have an illusion that the smart kids are really smart, and they're really not that smart.
Yeah.
They're just not that bright. The easy thing to do would have been, okay, Martha's Vineyard, we got 50 people here. We're going to absorb them into the community. We're going to see if we can get them jobs. Maybe there's great, occupations they can, waltz into. It's a prosperous community. Instead, they bring in the friggin' National Guard and FEMA, and Biden scrambles his cabinet over 50 people in Martha's Vineyard. I mean, it's pathetic. And speaking of Biden, so he proclaims Sunday night on 60 Minutes that the pandemic is over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fauci, in stark contrast,
wait a minute, hold on, nobody notified me about this.
He has said that the intensity of COVID-19 is unacceptably high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you. He stated during an online discussion, we're not where we need to be if we're going to be able to live with the virus, and the level is unacceptably high. So I rode the subway this morning, and incidentally, I'm grumpy.
Wait a minute.
I did.
What?
I got on the subway. I got on the subway.
Are there pictures?
No, because I
couldn't get your usual Uber black Escalade SUV.
No, I'm tired of getting car sick and going all the way from where I'm staying way up in upper Midtown down to lower Manhattan. So I took the subway, and it's so interesting to see the makeup of people on a crowded subway with masks and without.
Right.
Just a handful of people now with masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones, I swear to you, tie-dye t-shirts, Birkenstocks. They've got book bags. They've got backpacks with Save the Whales on it. I mean, it's really every stereotype, and they look scared to death. They're on that train, and they're looking around nervously. Meanwhile, yesterday, I got to share this with you.
I'm sorry, not to bog down, but I got to look out for my buddy because the segment means a lot to me, and you mean a lot to me, and I don't need you stabbed. You, every time you've invoked New York, you've told me that it's kind of scary. At ground level, you know, at 42nd and Broadway, you can get knifed. And you're telling me you're riding the subway?
To that point, yesterday, there's a Target. There's a brand new Target in Midtown, kind of in the Midtown West area. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it freaked out the New Yorkers because Target, oh, it's so crass. You know, it's what we need unique New York. And it's one of the most popular retail establishments in New York.
Of course.
But as I found out when I did a little exploration in talking to one of the clerks, it's now a magnet for the shoplifters who walk in and brazenly just clear everything off the shelves. So I see that yesterday. A guy goes out with an armful of all these products, mouthwash, Listerine mouthwash, and they're taking pictures of him at the door, but, you know, not doing anything about it. And then I go down the street a little farther, one block away, and I see a vagrant, a homeless guy. Mm-hmm. He's angry. It's a nice little residential block in Midtown Manhattan, okay? Mm-hmm. Little row apartment buildings, right? Right. And as often as the case, they have their trash cans all lined up neatly behind little gates. Mm-hmm. You know, people that live in these are like four-story walk-ups. And they have their trash cans right in front of the building in Manhattan, right? Mm-hmm. And they're very neatly tended to usually, and they're all, you know, they got lids on them, and this guy's having a fit. This is 3:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He proceeds to dump every one of the trash cans onto the street.
Nice.
He's screaming at the heavens. He's cursing. Everybody's looking at him, mortified. And there was like 9 huge trash cans, and somebody now has to clean all that up because this guy goes on a tirade. Now, here's the thing. He won't get arrested. Why would a police officer arrest him when they know that nobody's going to jail? Did you see the guy with the axe that terrorized the McDonald's here the other day?
I did.
Got right out. Yep. No bail. No cash bail. He's out. He doesn't even go to... So he did that, and he doubled down incidentally. A reporter from the New York Post caught up to him. He said, they better learn never to mess with me. I carry my axe with me, my tomahawk in my backpack. I mean, he's bragging about it, and he's saying they won't lock me up. So you can take an axe in New York City and commit thousands and thousands of dollars of damage, smashing windows, counters, swinging it at terrified customers. And in New York City, that doesn't earn you a night in jail, Mark.
So you can swing an axe freely on your own tirade, but you can't carry a gun to protect yourself in Times Square.
Mm. And one guy, as I was watching the guy dump out the trash cans, I got into a conversation with a utility worker who was standing there. We were just watching, and the guy said, he said, literally, this is like Escape from New York. He said, this is like a horror movie. And the guy said, I've never had a gun before. He said, but I'm going to absolutely get a firearm. And as I pointed out to him,
good luck in New York
getting a firearm.
Yep, that'll take a while.
And he said, you are so right.
And you know what's so important? This is really vital. And sad is exactly the thing, because we can talk about the guy and talk about what the local residents must think about the destruction of their neighborhood. But this guy is a human being, a clearly mentally troubled human being who needs help. And these blue cities, these Democrat, well, listen, the Republican run cities may not be doing much better on this one. It's the story that America doesn't know how to handle or doesn't. And Trump had it right. Shocker. Trump had it right. I think it was at a rally or something, or on an appearance a few weeks ago. You remember we talked about it.
Yep.
He said, what we need is large acreage of land and some facilities, some clean, beautifully run facilities, so we can take these people up and not dump them in jail, because they're not willful criminals. In many cases, the tomahawk guy is, the dumpster guy probably not, and go to and have fill them with doctors and things, and so that we can help these people, help them, and help neighborhoods not be in fear of this kind of mental dysfunction.
Mark, there's a cruelty to the progressive policies. Yep. There's a meanness to it. There's a mean spiritedness to. They don't care about these people, and many of these communities are seeing black and brown victims in record numbers. Meanwhile, huge story that the mainstream media won't touch, but we should. The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, said that a whistleblower has come forward detailing specifically how the FBI is manipulating cases related to the January 6th Capitol riot to create the illusion that domestic violent extremism is a widespread problem in the United States.
Of course.
Joe Biden has said repeatedly that white supremacy and domestic violent extremism is the biggest threat we face.
Yeah, and the whole January 6th thing, obviously, let's say, you know, for the 437th time, rioting is bad. No matter how it happens, rioting is bad. But the attempt to place a racial component on it, that this was somehow white supremacy on parade, I'd love to gather, you know, 100 January 6th Capitol breach people and ask them what they think of Clarence Thomas, what they think of Alan West, what they think of Larry Elder. They love them. This has nothing to do with race and everything, once again, to do with politics.
But it's an illusion, and that's the right word. Right now, the Democrats having momentum is an illusion. They don't have momentum. I like what's going to happen in 49 days. Now we have a crisis, an official full-blown crisis due to the Patriot Mobile text line conflicting with the MyPillow text line.
Knew this would happen, and it's your fault.
Now we have your listeners added me to a group chat.
What?
No, there ain't no group chats.
No.
My screen is lit up. This is a group text for Eminem, and now I got 30. Block, Eric.
No, there may be solid gold in there.
No,
text
but it's
line,
too
boy.
Much. It's you, too much. You, I don't no, want group
no,
text.
Oh, no, you reap the whirlwind, text
I
boy.
I have blocked
reap
my own
the
sons.
Whirlwind.
I have blocked my own kids from a group text. I don't like group texts. I don't want to hear about the Cowboys game and what the Clemson quarterback. I said, kids, can you stop group texting me? I don't care. You need money, text dad. All right? So keep me out of your group text. Now I've got a group text from awesome. North Texas. I got to block them all. Sorry, I got to block. Guys, so I get the block. Have you blocked anybody yet?
Bring me your tired, your poor, your huddled texters yearning to text free. I lift my lamp beside
block
the.
Charles
are you kidding?
Dallas.
He's my best friend. That's some good radio comes off that young man. I'll take him anytime.
Other. You deserve each
all
other.
Right. The
all right.
The Tuesday, Mike Gallagher Show. God bless you, man.
49.
I like our chances. All right, I like the Mike Gallagher Show, and you will too. 10 o'clock, as soon as we're done, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.